The next applicant is Opera for the Young of Madison. Take a look at their work sample. Let me know when you've heard enough. Thank you. Ellie, would you like to start the review?
I sure would. Another company that's doing a lot with a pretty modest budget, so $300,000-ish. And they're while based in Madison, they're really servicing all over Wisconsin, hitting 75% of the counties through their programming. So their mission is to ignite enthusiasm for opera. It's been a 49th season, and it is a preeminent opera company for children. They tour. They have a 20-week tour annually that reaches 65,000 people in the upper Midwest, frequently introducing many people to opera. And they claim that they introduce more people to opera than any company of its size in North America. It has award-winning programming and is a regular curriculum in school districts across Wisconsin. Touring to 75% of counties, nearly 75% of counties in Wisconsin. They also they have intellectual property that they're able to publish and sell, which is pretty impressive. It's the way that they work with their, in the service of their program, they say that they collaborate, educate, and create. They bring a fully produced show to a school. They bring musicians, costumes, sets, and props. But then they include the students that are at the school in the program as well, in chorus roles, some speaking and singing roles, and many of the schools choose to use this as an opportunity for students to learn the music. Many kids will sing in the audience. And many schools also turn it into an opportunity for students to create and display artwork or create costumes to go along with the show as well, which just signals a huge collaboration with the school and the teachers, and they have extensive teaching materials available to their schools. They have a student handbook, which is available in either English or Spanish. They have tasks and tutorial recordings, which also has tracks in Spanish available. They have a teacher guide with tons of information, a full libretto, activity ideas to do pre and post. Those meet the national and local Wisconsin standards for music. They have an annual family event that is free of charge where they can showcase their work at the Overture Center, a theme that I'm noticing with a lot of Madison companies. That comes along with some free child-friendly programming from area partners. They have three professional staff members. So their managing director is only 75%, artistic director is 66%, and a full-time operations manager. And the rest of the team is filled with independent contractors. They also have a board. And then, as other applications have noticed, they do feature teaching artists that are both artists and teachers, and not just artists, which is great to see. And their teaching artists are very accomplished people. The list of where they're coming from is pretty remarkable. 12 member board. Yes. So they have had some financial struggles, but they are working really hard to get through that. In the last several years, they have retired and inherited debt. Their second endowment has met its financial threshold, and they've set up a reserve. In the last 9 audits, they have achieved the budget surpluses. And they have expanded their core work by increasing programmatic offerings. And then they don't just serve young people and schools. They also have a program called Opera for the Young at Heart, which is in collaboration with adult facilities and residencies. And they've got some great funding. They've got record-setting individual donations to the annual fund, and they also secured a grant from the NEA. And they are really proud of the fact that they are not just providing an opportunity to watch, but to participate. Each of the more than 135 Wisconsin communities they visit get to be part of the creative and artistic process. They serve both densely populated areas as well as very rural communities in the area. And because of their the IP that they've been able to provide, their work is being done around the country, which is pretty great. They're frequently asked for their expertise from other organizations. Their teaching materials are available to rent to other companies, and they list some great companies that are looking towards their work. They are really thoughtful about accessibility, making sure that their program is accessible to students of all physical abilities and disabilities, and they have ASL interpreters for several performances, and of course their Spanish translation. They've served over 2.5 million children since 1970. They collect evaluations from their teachers and students. They do a lot of site visits so they get to see their art in action, post-show questions and answers, conversations with families. And they're taking feedback all the time and applying it to their work, especially with those educational materials. And they have a reserve spot on their board for an elementary school music teacher to make sure that they're staying up to speed with those perspectives. They have an organizational plan that goes over their planning process for the year. It's great for understanding the overview of their annual planning. It's a little less helpful when understanding their like long-term strategic goals.
Thank you, Contessa.
I don't have anything to add. They provided a clear picture of their school tours, programming, and activities within the school. Definitely was excited about the use of the school-wide community building experience and how the curriculum ready materials is a national and Wisconsin School of Music Association standards. I did have a note about the financial challenge, but receiving recent funding. That's all I have.
Other comments?
I thought it was great they called out that they get support from the NEA, and that they do have performances at older adult facilities. And I thought it was really important that their materials meet national and Wisconsin School Music Association standards. They're one of the few that call out that they do that. I was disappointed in their organizational plan. I mean, it's a season production timeline, which is great to show how they do things, but it's, again, it's not a strategic document. Overall, it was very impressive.
I thought it was great that they're reaching 75% of the counties. It would be nice if they maybe shot for 100% of the counties. That might be a reach, but I think some of the northern counties weren't as well covered as they could be, and this would be a great program for introducing this kind of art in those areas. One of the things that possibly could help that, I notice all the board members are from Madison. Maybe if they pulled some board members in from a wider geographical area, they might even expand that. But what a great program, exposing so many kids to the art.
I love that there was no barrier they weren't willing to attack. You know, is it a physical barrier? We'll deal with it. Is it a language barrier? We'll deal with it. It was just that's a great attitude. I thought their school guide, the teacher guide, was very strong. The percentage from fundraising is almost 54%. And it was, I think, it was a strong board list. Although after I wrote that down, I think given the an advisory board or some kind of board adjunct that gets the word out into the corners of the state might be helpful, considering how much of what they do is on tour.
2 minutes left. Any other comments? Very good. Thank you.